Blog Talk Radio.
And will I wonder why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm Jeannie Rice, your co-host. Michael and I will share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. We offer tools and support 5 days a week. We will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love, in Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of the book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information about Michael, or myself, or forgiveness, please visit www.whyagain.org. And now, your co-hosts, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
Hi, and welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, November the 9th, 2016. And our call-in number is 516-418-5786. Press 1, and that puts you in queue to talk to us, and we would love to hear your comments and your questions because that makes this your show. And this is Recovery Wednesday. Welcome, Michael.
Well, thank you, dear heart, and welcome, everyone. We're honored and delighted that you're here once again to share with us. We've got this absolutely beautiful sunny day in Theodosia, Missouri. It's probably about 70 degrees and sunshiny, just amazing for almost the middle of November. And, of course, last night the country spoke about what it wanted to do in terms of its direction. And I certainly hold the new leadership as it comes in and the old leadership as it goes out. Or actually, I shouldn't say leadership. That's a misuse of words. We're taught that, but it's really servants, public servants. People are here to serve their country and their people. So I just hold the space for an awesome blessing and the presence of love in each mind, in each heart, that enters into the new administration and leads the administration itself. And for those who are leaving the offices that are involved in that service, we just hold a blessing for everybody that goes out and that their lives move forward in a service and an orientation of blessing to themselves and to the world. And of course, Recovery Wednesday is about recovering the state of being that each of us is. A lot of times recovery is spoken about or looked at as something to do with recovering from a disease or a disorder. That's not our focus here. Our focus is much more in the direction of the recognition that the true essence of human life, if you hold a newborn child, you'll get an experience of that essence. It's a presence of love. And each of us has as our birthright and as our true nature that presence of love. So that's what we're here to support, is the recovery of that state of being. And, you know, earlier in the week, or last week, I guess it was, we talked about what domain does your perception live in? Do you live in the domain of perception that's based in love, that is, in human life? Do you live in the domain of perception that's based in either hostility or fear? And if it's hostility or fear, you know, the whole thrust of most of the anonymous programs is that there's an addiction, generally speaking, to some substance. But in fact, addiction, at least in this work, the definition we use for addiction is that it is the compulsive use of any person, place, circumstance, substance, or activity to keep from feeling what's real and what's going on inside of us and dealing with it, or to keep from hearing our highest guidance and following it, to dampen the higher guidance, or what sometimes has been called the conscience. So when one has selected a path of behavior, let's say based in some form of hostility, and the conscience comes in and says, no, 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 don't do that, well, you know, a fifth of scotch can shut that down, and people can feel comfortable, and they form an addiction in that regard. Well, today I thought I'd address just briefly, and then we'll see what Dr. Tim and Gail have got to say, but to address the idea that domains of perception can become an addiction, and the domains of perception that become addictive are those that are based in hostility or fear. So when there's some sort of hostility moving in the system, the internal structure is building a literal chemical addiction within the structure that keeps people locked into perceptions based in that either that hostility or fear. And so to recover from that is no different than recovery from any other addiction, and that is that the reason for utilizing an addictive substance, as we say, is either avoiding guidance or to anesthetize what's going on within that one doesn't want to feel. And so when we choose to move into the process of forgiveness, forgiveness allows us to collapse the surface mind's ideas of what the avoidance of pain is about, and gives us the opportunity to drop into the deeper levels of mind that are hidden and that one doesn't want to feel or deal with. And so to recognize that forgiveness is a way to drop into the levels of mind that most people don't generally even look at, and to learn how to work through those levels of mind that hold our oftentimes generational pain, or sometimes pain that's just based in good old hostility. And so that's what we're here to do, is to support that healing. And I'm going to open the door to say hello to Dr. Tim and see how that young man is. Are you with us, Tim?
Yes, he's on now.
Hello, Dr. Tim.
Am I on? Am
You're
I
loud and clear. Yes, sir. You are.
All right. Well, I'm doing well. I am. We had our support group last night, and we had three eager people to listen to, watch another deep diving into lesson two from the Way of Mastery, and it stirred up quite a bit for people because the message that was being talked about is you don't experience anything that's not in your energy system. You don't experience anything that you haven't in some way asked for. And so, because it's coming from a slightly different source, then hearing Dr. Michael Rice say the same thing over and over again, and it got in and triggered some more upset for people and got in deeper at the level of presenting an opportunity to forgive or dismantle thoughts about victimhood. And so, as we've talked about, sometimes when there are only two or three people in the group, it goes even deeper for some people. And that was our experience, or at least my experience last night, a lovely group. Very intense, and then I've been hearing this morning from people who are having all kinds of different, from joyful to disturbed reactions to the election, and my comment is I'm just glad I have the tools. And the one woman said to me today, yeah, but it's a lot easier to use these tools when you're not triggered. I said, yeah, that's what we practice when it's not such an intense issue, and we gain mastery over the use of the tool, and we gain confidence in its ability to provide the shift back to that space of love. And so that's what's happening for me, and I'm doing what I can to be holding the space of love for everybody and all of the people who are triggered to joy and triggered to experience upset, and sending lots of love to people I know who are integrating different energies, including Susan Darnell, who apparently will be heading home before long. So that's what's happening for me. I'm just here trying to focus on love and send out that love that is the, you know, the energy that gives me the breath of life, and do what I can to keep practicing being an open conduit for that.
Awesome. Well, I certainly join you in that, and I think there are a lot of people this morning with the kind of rhetoric that went on that have a lot of fear about the direction things are going, and certainly if one lives in that fear, then that will be one vote, you know, one more vote on a silent energetic level to bring forward that which has been feared. You know, Job gave us a great lesson several thousand years ago when he said, "That which I feared most has come upon me." When I lock into the energy of fear, I support what it is that I'm fearing. That's why Yeshua said, "Fear not evil." And over, although many churches teach fear, over and over said, "Fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not." And so to hold space for anyone who's got that energy moving to be able to bring a shift to love. And as one brings a shift to love, they literally become an energetic vote for shifting and changing the whole game. And I think that's probably an important thing to be focused on today. And is Gail with us, Jeannie? Well, let's say hello to the young lady and see what she's got to say.
Hello. I am here.
Well, what's exciting in your world?
I have a lot of goals to cancel for this election. And I am grateful for the tools as well. And I suspect that a lot of my stuff is... Where I'm going to is helpless and hopeless.
So let me ask a question that you've heard me ask before that's usually, you know, somewhere from out in space doesn't really mean anything, but the question would be, how does that look like your life? And are you revisiting one more time the opportunity to forgive that dynamic in yourself?
Absolutely. And agreed.
Well, you have my support. I posted this morning, somebody posted on my Facebook wall, a woman who plays a harp. And she does really quite a nice dissertation. You'd think she just was with you there presenting a Why Is This Happening to Me Again workshop, because she's got her harp and she's got a couple of tuning forks and just does a beautiful presentation of resonance and how things are inside that the harp, you know, when touched by the tuning fork, starts to move. And it's just exactly about a 3-minute presentation from Why workshop. So pretty powerful, pretty cool.
Good deal. I agree with you with the when you're talking about different domains of thought, I believe are the words that you use that are addictive, as well as the chemicals. And I think one of those that we talk about in the 12-step world is resentment. I think resentment is very addictive. I believe fear is very addictive. Self-centered fear with that is very addictive. Guilt, shame, and remorse can become very addictive as a way to just beat the crap out of ourselves. So I'm in agreement with all those things that you'd said earlier as well. And I'm also, I've had a support group last Thursday, which Mindshifters group, and there was just two of us there. But I am on board with Dr. Tim with when it is a small group, there is a lot of deep work that can be done, and there is a lot of deep work being done at that particular support group. And then on Sunday, the first one we had in Effingham, there was four of us, three of us doing wake-up sheets. And what we did is we listened to the MP3 of Lynn, which is a very, very powerful MP3 that is on the website. And everybody else.
That Lynn did?
Yeah, that was awesome.
That is powerful. One of the best worksheets I've ever heard anybody do. And before you say any more about it, maybe we just for anybody that's new, we'll tell you how to get to that worksheet if you'd like to download it and listen to it. In all the years I've been doing this work, it's probably one of the most profound and most illustrative of how powerful forgiveness can be and how the energy moves. So if you go to whyagain.org and you click on the word start here, very first words at the top of the page, or you can click on the bullseye down lower. And what that will do is take you to a series of links. The third link will take you to MP3s of some of what we consider to be our more profound radio shows. The first one in that list, so whyagain.org, click start here. Third link takes you to radio shows. First link under radio shows. And that will give you an MP3 with a full set of instructions and give you a direct experience of just how powerful that forgiveness dynamic can be when somebody engages it. It's pretty awesome. So that opens some space for your Mindshifter support group participant.
Absolutely. Or participants. I actually had two. Three. The 13-year-old that lives with my friend, based on her circumstances, she was sick and had a fever going on, and she was wandering in and out of her room. It's like she was just wanting to vicariously capture the energy that was going on amongst the three of us, and we were listening to that MP3, and then we watched Bill Constantino's 24-minute PowerPoint thing, and that made things a lot clearer as well for everybody. And we did a powerful worksheet on fathers. We did stepfathers on Thursday, and then we did fathers on Sunday, and just a lot of real deep work and realizations. And one of the participants' father was killed in a motorcycle accident last summer, and is dealing with some estate issues as well. The goal that was canceled was to make provisions for him and his sister at the event of his death. And the very powerful realization of how deep the hatred goes directed towards his father. So that was good. Definitely some energy was released and some realizations of some things that he has been in denial about for a while. So anyway, and then we all three of us are some level of Reiki. We ended up doing some Reiki on the 13-year-old, and I did some energy stuff. You said that there is a place to equalize the energy to reduce a fever. Is that correct? And that's
correct.
That's
yes.
It's a skill point. Okay, I thought so, and I did that on her as well. After the Reiki, I did some energy work on her too.
Awesome. Well, when you were talking about the fear that was coming up currently, is that seem to be pointed at anything in particular in your world?
There's two things that are coming up, and it seems like the election is, for me, is the helplessness and hopelessness that is coming up. There was some childhood sexual abuse stuff that I was shown during the Sunday thing. I didn't want to do this.
So we're here to hold the space for you.
So I was definitely shown some more things. So the election for me is hopelessness and homelessness based on the decision of this country to choose somebody has demonstratedly abused women from the very beginning. And what I'm seeing on Facebook based on the women that I'm friends with, they're going along with this. And
so I breathe with you. I breathe with you. And it sounds like it's right there with the father issue.
Absolutely.
I hear you. So I'm here to hold the space that you could so break through this issue energetically within your own field that you open the space for anyone in the new government coming forward that has sexually aberrant behavior to heal, to open and heal. Remember that people who do aberrant behavior in any arena only do that behavior because they're repeating what's been done with them. And we're all in need of healing all of these energetic dynamics that float around the planet and indiscriminately, it seems, strike. And so I just join you in holding the space and making your opening in that regard so deep and so powerful that you can touch those who are coming to Washington with healing. That's the real purpose of this work. Are you breathing?
I am.
Anything to share about what's happening for you?
It touches into the dynamic that I have with my stepfather. It touches into the dynamic that I have with my father. And it touches into the dynamic that I have with both my mother and my stepmother because they chose abusive women. I mean, they chose abusive women. They chose abusive men and exposed me to abusive men.
And if you're honest with yourself, was your Freudian slip there showing there, and were they also abusive women?
They were abusive women.
And has any of that power person behavior been expressed through you in your life?
I have been abusive to my daughters, and I have chose abusive men.
Well, I'm certainly here to hold the space for all of that to heal. You've got it coming from, you know, it's like a triangulation of signals, you know, how they track down a cell phone. They triangulate from all the antennas in the area to tell exactly where the cell phone is. And certainly holding that energetic pattern would have anyone who carries that energy tend to triangulate in on you. And I hold the space that whole dynamic shifts for you. And as it begins to shift for you, you know, there's a powerful thought in the Course in Miracles: when you are healed, you are never healed alone. That it heals not only for you, but it opens a space for everybody on the planet who has been or is a sexual abuser to heal. And I realize how big the issue is for you. And you know, just know there's a whole community of people that are here holding a space of safety and support for this to move through from every angle and you be freed from it. And then you become a space that when somebody shows up on either side of the equation, you are the space and can hold the space for that healing. And that's an awesome place to be. And I acknowledge your courage to come on the show and be willing to go there, even though you didn't plan on it. There are probably many, many
people. Well, that
which
I have feared has come about. It's like, I don't want to come on the show. I want to project that everything is well and that I got this under control and whew.
Yeah. And you haven't, and there'll probably be many more layers of it yet to come. But notice you've got people from all over the globe right now that are triangulating on you with a spray of love to hold that space and to move through that energy.
Where I hold this energy is in my lungs.
Uh-huh.
And where it's coming out or feeling really heavy is where I've had lung biopsies done, where they've taken diseased energy out.
Right.
And through the breathing process, I'm feeling it's feeling a lot. I could feel either. I'm feeling the healing. It's feeling a lot lighter. It's feeling directed, that they're feeling directed to that area.
Awesome. You know, it's interesting how if there's a feeling that we refuse to deal with, and we shift it into an intellectual energy, an intellectual exercise. We just, at the same time as we intellectualized the feeling, we physicalized it. We made it physical on a so-called chemical level in tissue. And when I'm willing, while connected to or being supported in being connected to a space of active love, then taking it out of the intellectual realm and out of the physical realm back to the feeling realm is what dissolves the energy and creates healing. So that's just right on track and awesome and very powerful. Thank you for your willingness.
You're very welcome. Thank you for making it a safe space.
You got it. Absolutely. Any thoughts for Gail? Are you with us, Dr. Tim? Okay, Tim must have turned away from the phone for a moment. So
no, I was here talking through the mute button.
Oh, okay. I know how that goes.
I was saying that I feel compelled. Yeah, I feel compelled to say, Gail, that for years as I've worked with parents and they've realized that they did this wrong or that wrong or they were abusive in this way or neglectful in that way and they want to dive into that beating themselves up, my biggest challenge is to help them take a breath in the moment and get centered and realize that regardless of what's happened in the past, if they can grab a hold of the tools, if they can change their life now in their children's presence, or even if their children are a long ways away, but they can change it energetically, they will be giving their children the most precious gift they'll ever get, and that is a living, breathing example that their children will never be too old to grow and change and become the kind of people they want to be. And over again, I say this in a lot of different ways, but one of them is, I'm never going to be upset about anything else anybody ever says or does or doesn't do that I think they should, unless I'm still judging myself negatively for having done the same or similar thing. And when I go in and dismantle my negative judgments against myself, the energies I still hold of shame or fear or guilt or anger toward myself, then when I open my eyes and look again at the situation in front of me, compassion is there in its place. So I honor you for your honesty. I honor you for your willingness to change the behavior patterns and experiences and the energies that you hold around those patterns you've witnessed in your life?
Very powerful.
And I send the love and blessing that I have to extend to you and your family, and understand that I don't know that it's true, but I know my life gets better and better the more I pretend the following statement is true. Everyone is doing the best they can in each moment with the resources they have in that moment. And that includes you. That includes me. That includes everyone. And when I can pretend that's true and devise and choose an action and an energy from that space, first toward myself and then towards everyone around me, my life gets better and better.
And healing the mind is the biggest key. There's an interesting film out right now. I talked about it a little bit last week, but in terms of real healing as opposed to treatment of diseases and symptom manipulation. Thinking about that, go and see the movie Doctor Strange. Unfortunately, it kind of goes off into the fantastical, but it starts out with a really powerful conversation. You know, this man severely injured himself, and there's no recovery in the physical world. So he ends up seeking out things on a higher level, and very, very powerful insight. I wish it had kept on the track that it started on, but it's worth seeing just to see how this piece of the puzzle comes together. And that there's nothing more precious than forgiving generations and generations and generations of painful content based in generations and generations and generations of hurtful experiences, removing, forgiving those energies. And certainly the whole rhetoric in the election cycle has opened the darkest underbelly of our country for a lot of people. And in order for it to heal, it's got to open. And we're certainly here to hold the space for it to open and heal for every mind, heart, and being in the country and on the planet.
I've been nodding along with my phone on mute. So.
Well, we're here holding the space and nodding along with you. Any other thoughts to share?
No.
Awesome. Well, thank you for opening that up. We join you in recovery of your state of being.
I look forward to being able to achieve that. Thank you.
Yay. Well, let me check with Jeannie, see if there's anything happening in the chat room or anything happening in the phone queue. Jeannie?
A couple things. Well, the chat room is very quiet. It just has guests, so they can't write or comment. We do have a hand up. But I also want to add, along the same lines that we've been talking about, is I had received a text from a lady that I've been working with, and she's having, you mentioned lung issues, but she was having some heart issues. And I offered, you know, that heart issues are giving up your joy in life, and what had she given her joy up for? And, you know, she was saying that anger was her issue, and I said, no, look underneath it. I said, it's the fear or the pain. I said, do your worksheets around that instead of just around the anger, because the anger is the drug that you're using. And she also had been sexually abused, and she was like, you know, she was so angry at the person, you know, that raped her, and she was angry at this other person, and she named several people, and she was, you know, that they made her angry. And I'm like, no, it's the anger is in you. They are your trigger. And I said, I totally understand, you know, about the rape. because I'd been there too. And I said, I know there were years that went by that, you know, I hated my captor. And then I finally realized that my anger towards him was constantly eating at me, and that I was giving him power over me years and years after it had happened. And he wasn't even aware. He probably doesn't know if I'm still on the planet or not. And that I didn't deserve that anger. And the person that I was talking to, I said, and you don't deserve that anger. I said, so go underneath and embrace, look at and embrace with love the fear that comes up. And then let it go. I said, you know, we have been through a terrible experience. That's true. And there's nothing that we can do that can change that. But we can change what's going on inside of us and our thoughts and our fears. And so when you were talking about, you know, that you wanted to say, okay, I've got this handled, I've been there too and said, you know, oh, that's been 40 years ago. You know, I've got this handled. I've dealt with all this. But being willing to let that come forward so that you can go into true recovery and really heal and get back to being who you are. So I totally understand that. I embrace you in that, Gail, and also the young lady that I've been working with on the phone. Hopefully she's listening today too, and embrace her in what she's facing as well and around this whole abuse situation. So I just wanted to offer that before we went to our caller.
Thank you. Thank you for your offerings. Understood and agreed.
Okay, then. Our caller is area code 808. I believe it might be Roma.
That it is. Thank you.
Why, there, young lady. Welcome. We haven't heard your voice in a while.
No, it's been a while. I guess it took the election to get me to press one. When the results came out last night, it was about 9:32 here in Hawaii. And I was stunned, in shock, and went to bed and went to sleep. And I remember I had rather unusual dreams. I don't right now remember what they were, but when I woke up this morning, the grief and the fear was right there. And so I did a worksheet. I had just enough time to finish a worksheet. And there were a lot of emotions. There was fear, grief, terror, pain, anger, rage, mistrust, suspicion, murderous rage, suppression, all of those things.
Wow, you got it all.
Yeah, I really sort of took them all, put them in the sack. And then I liked what you said. What you said in the very beginning of the radio program helped me get back on my feet. It was like a chess piece that had been thrown over. And your distinction of that it's either fear or hostility and that we can become addicted to either one of those domains. I looked, and of course it was the fear domain. As a survivor of incest and rape, fear domain. And I think it has been for women for eons. Fear and feeling helpless, victimhood. For me,
we breathe with you.
Yeah, that's
we breathe with you, and I, as a member of the male aspect of the species, offer my deepest apology and condolences for what has been done to you and anyone in our culture that has experienced sexual abuse, and that it's clearly up so big on the planet right now that it's time for it to heal. And so thank you, as with Gail, for the courage to take all of that, to be conscious of it and say, and I'm going to pick up the tools and work through it. That's just amazing to me.
Thank you for your apology.
You're deeply welcome.
One of the goals that I held for the new president was to be a human being in the way that we define it. And supporting and loving others. So, of course, I canceled those goals. And but I'm also aware that this particular election is probably right now, there's probably millions of people triggered right now all over the world. Not just women, but minorities. The minorities are vulnerable. You know, fear. I also was, at one point, I said, I feel like my skin has been torn off. The vulnerability, the level of vulnerability is like what happened to our friend who got burned, who was walking around drinking water from the water bottle that said, feel the burn.
I hear you.
Yeah. Because our skin, you know, that's how our skin protects us. It's a layer of protection. It's a layer of protection, very thin, of course. But I see there are three basic categories of human beings on the planet right now who could be feeling very, very vulnerable. Women, minorities, and anybody who doesn't live in the United States of America. Because the focus of attention on USA, USA, is so, it eliminates the rest of the planet to some degree. And I think it's frankly horrifying for anyone who really deeply in their heart knows that we're all one being and that there is only love.
Of course, there's nothing in the world that's horrifying, but certainly we can carry that horrifying energy within us, and by holding that, we help to create the so-called horrifying things in the world. And as each one of us faces, processes through, and forgives those things, then the dynamic changes. I was actually very encouraged last night when, you know, it was obvious who was going in that direction. And when Mr. Trump got up and gave what I consider to be a very gentle,
yes,
and conciliatory speech to everyone.
Yes.
I've never seen him in that space before.
Yes.
And I do have friends who have met him and know him, mm-hmm, who say that their take is that he is shifting and changing at a great rate, and certainly that speech last night was an opening that could have me start to listen to that conversation and hold the space that may well be true. And, you know, if enough people can hold him in that space,
right,
then we're going to see a transformation on such a mass scale,
yeah,
that the world hasn't seen before. We've got media, we've got the internet, and if enough of us will do this piece of work, we can hold that space because I can't imagine anything but the deepest pain and trauma within that man's energy field to say and do the things that he's done.
Right.
And so by enough people working through what they hold around it and forgiving that and being that space can make this, you know, one of the greatest events in history.
Right. And he can become the poster man, the poster boy for what he might
exactly.
look like.
Exactly. That's what I hold.
All right. I hold that with you because I heard what you heard. I heard his gentleness. I heard love. And I was very, very pleasantly surprised and impacted by it. So I'm in alignment with this, that this man can become the living example. And you got to start from the wound. You got to start. So he absolutely demonstrated that for every human being that ever heard any aspect of this campaign in the last 2 years. And then he demonstrated in his acceptance speech. Yeah. Well, there we are.
And, you know, Americans are pretty awesome folks at holding that space of love. And I know that he tapped into the anger of a lot of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he made that shift last night
mm-hmm.
may be the beginning of him opening the space.
Right.
You know, maybe we've been tricked. Maybe it's the beginning of him opening the space
yeah.
for that shift to take place with those people who justifiably have been felt ripped off or experienced being ripped off and losing so much
right.
and the healing of that anger and that loss so that we can come to a new space of prosperity, maybe on a level that has never been seen before. That's what I hold the space for creating.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I did somehow receive a communication, I can't remember how, but that when Hillary voted, she felt profound humility. And I think that's what he was feeling in his acceptance speech. Profound humility. So we're all connected. We are all one.
There's only one of us. The body that each person creates that we think is that body out there named Trump is a symbol of what they hold within them and what he resonates for them.
That's right.
And when we can receive things on that level, you know, there's a powerful, powerful line in the Course in Miracles. It says, exempt no one from your love or you will be hiding a darkened place within your mind where healing is not welcome. Now that lesson from the Course where we talk about you live by symbols, a body is a symbol of the energies that someone stirs in us. We make up a picture called a body that isn't really there. And as we bring the presence of love to those underlying energies, that's where healing happens. So that's what we're here to do.
Thank you for your magnificent words, Michael.
Well, I am honored that you're willing to pick up and do the work that you've done. I know that I've watched you for many years go through layer after layer after layer of this issue, and it sounds like a crescendo on a new level of healing, and I certainly hold the space for it.
And it's one for all of us. A new level of healing
yes.
for all.
And absolutely.
So and that is an amen.
There you go. I'll join you in that one. All right, young lady. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
You have a blessed one over there in Hawaii.
Thank you.
Okay. Jeannie tells me we've got another caller. Let's say hello.
We actually have two callers. The first one is area code 781.
Hi, Michael. Jeannie is
on. Oh, hey there, young man. Good to hear from you.
Hi. Thank you. I joined the show about 20 minutes ago, so I'm looking forward to listening to your opening later. But I have been profoundly moved over the past 24 hours and more, and also moved during the last conversation that you just had in the last few minutes. And I had an opportunity to do something that was very uncharacteristic for me, which was I came out very forcefully for me on Facebook in favor of our first, what I hoped and thought would be our first woman president. And I got to do it with my daughter, which was a blessing. She got to, I said, do you think I should post it? And she said, yes. And so I did. And then got a lot of great feedback. And then this morning in the wee hours, she came down and I talked to her about the election and talked about that he gave a good speech last night. And it's very tender. And then I showed her how I was going to post a response that it's time to hold the space for him to rise to the occasion and not add negativity to negativity, not add hurt to hurt, to heal that urge in me to lash out. And then just a little while ago, I had an experience where I kind of got an insight that I'm not sure where it came from, but that, you know, maybe has she won, you know, perhaps the imbalance of the people who supported him, the driving that rage under the surface for another period of time would have been too damaging to our country, that maybe now that they have their victory, they have to and when I say they, I know there's only one of us, but they now kind of have to deliver. They've kind of got their way now, and now there's can't just blame one side anymore, and everyone's got to look at it from a perspective they didn't expect. And then when you spoke to his transformation being a gateway to a lot of healing and of the anger that came up, I thought that was really moving. So anyways, those are some comments that I wanted to make. I invite your input or feedback or support on any of that.
Awesome. Well, I join you in clearing out, and of course, if you look at that language, not adding to, there might be a worksheet or two in there.
Right.
And, I join you in bringing only the space of love forward into all of these dynamics so that anyone who doesn't have a light of their own that's operational can use yours
yeah,
to
there
look
is an
at
urge.
What's
there's
happening
a...
in their lives.
There's an urge in me to. Oh, there's a strong urge in me to lash out to put somebody down for being stupid and to be sarcastic, and those urges are in there, and that's my work to do.
Let me just ask an offhanded question. One of those questions is probably irrelevant.
I know where
cut out
going.
Space there, but how did it feel when your power person lashed out at you because you're doing things that were irrational in their reality structure?
Yeah, which to me were completely rational, and I was just negated. It felt horrible. It felt dehumanizing and. It felt dehumanizing and demoralizing, and those are some worksheets for me, I know.
So what do you suppose it'll feel like when you come forward as a space of love, when everybody in this community comes forward as a space of love for those who've been demoralized and humiliated and have felt that, you know, they don't get heard, that you're the space of love for that, and that energy is able to come forward in them and heal? How powerful.
That's awesome. Awesome. Just to be able to say, hey, we hear you. I mean, that's powerful. It's incredible. I mean, it was beautiful this morning. I don't know, you may not have seen it, but a cycle of healing. Barack Obama, President Obama, gave a speech where he reached back and honored President Bush he did a magnificent job of reaching back and saying, hey, everybody knows that President-elect and I have serious differences, but 8 years ago I had serious differences with President Bush. He could not have been more professional or more kind and more gracious, and so I'm going to follow, inspired by his example. So I thought that was just a spectacular way to connect. You know, he talked about us all being on the same team. He referred to these elections as an intramural, at the end of the day, it's an intramural scrimmage, he said, which are, that's a high bar. I mean, right now it feels like, I feel as though there are those who are my enemy, and I know that that's just my work to do.
Powerful, powerful. There's a video that I posted last week that really impressed me, where he was doing a speech in Florida, and there was a heckler in the crowd with a Trump sign, and everybody in the crowd just shouted this guy down. And it was just so powerful to watch a gentleman act in kindness and support.
Yes, I breathe with you. Absolutely.
You know, it's just awesome to watch. He finally got the crowd to quiet down. You know, it took him 2 minutes to get the crowd to quiet down. And he acknowledged him. He had a military jacket on. He was a man who served. We need to honor him. He's older than we are. We need to honor him.
That's phenomenal.
He's supporting his candidate. We need to honor him. You know, this man is modeled so much. It's awesome. Though so many frauds and lies have been told, I think he's been a beacon of light for the world in how he has. I don't agree with everything he's done, and like everybody else, he's got his flaws. He's a politician, but at the same time, I really honor him as a gentleman.
Yes. Yeah. It's amazing when I go right back to why is this happening to me again, and you say, how come I do anything but rage at somebody who's attacking me? And you said, more or less, now I'm forgetting the exact quote, but I can see the paragraph in my mind's eye where it says, no, I only would rage at somebody who's attacking me if I have rage inside me. Or the people who, you say, people who are able to love those who are attacking them are those who only have loving realities inside of them.
Exactly.
Continue to learn that lesson over and over and over again as my mind, you know, as I get hypnotized sometimes by my built-in forgetter, which says that's, you know.
Yeah.
I'll let someone else, I guess the call's just about, the show's just about over. I'll sign off.
Yeah.
Blessings.
Cool.
Thank you for your
cool.
words today.
Yeah. And the section that you're talking about there is where Richard in the book asked me the question, you know, in that situation, who could feel anything but anger or hate? And my response was only those who don't have anger and hate in them. And the challenge is for us each to own what's inside of us, to learn to forgive, and to bring forward our capacity to really, truly function as human beings in a world where it's become pretty rare, at least through this whole election cycle. And so I'm a stand, and I ask everybody to join in it in creating a new game now that we've started a new cycle. And the new game is that each person in public service steps up as the light to the light and brings the light forward, and that the promises that were made by Mr. Trump about how he's going to take care of people are fulfilled, and that he takes care of every person in our country in a way that reflects the presence of love, every person. So we appreciate you joining us for the show today. We hold the space that you create the best year yet of your eternal life, and if this show's been meaningful to you, there'll be an MP3 you can download from our website. You might attach it to an email and send it to Mr. Trump. Who knows? In the meantime, have the best year yet of your eternal life. It's an awesome gift to give the world. Blessings.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and myself, Jeannie Rice, as we present the Aramaic Internal Process of Forgiveness. We are here every Monday through Friday from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern Time on Mind Shifters Radio. For more on Michael, or myself or Aramaic Forgiveness, please visit www.whyagain.org. That's www.whyagain.org.